In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The second Sunday of the blessed month of Kiak carries to us the story about the annunciation of the birth of the Lord Christ, how Archangel Gabriel went to Saint Mary to announce to her the coming of the Son of God. His incarnation is the greatest act of humility will be ever known. Actually, if anyone to be described as humble, this only applies on God alone, simply because he is the only one who is high, and he emptied himself from glory to come in our likeness and become a servant with us. And it is befitting that the one who receives this annunciation would be a person who is as humble as Saint Mary. Even in the discussion between the angel and her, it shows to us the good character of this young girl. She was 13 years old. And we hear that when he heard the angel coming and saying to her, "Blessed are you among women, you have found favor with God, you are full of grace." We hear that she was troubled by these sayings. Not only so, but in the discussion, he told her about this miracle that is going to take place once and for all, never heard before. And only she asked one question, how this is going to happen. If any of us would join a new job or get a new job, we'll ask hundreds of questions. And this is normal. But she only got from the angel the news, and that's it. And she concluded at the end by the famous saying, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done." As simple as this. Humility is the prerequisite of any grace that would come upon any human. There is no way God will bestow upon any person any kind of favor, give him whatever grace, unless this person is ready with a humble heart to receive God's grace. St. John Climacus, he had a chapter, or two chapters actually, about being humble. And he says about the greatness of humility these wonderful words: "Repentance lifts a man up. Mourning knocks at heaven's gate. Holy humility opens it." Without this humility, there is no way we can enter into the presence of God. But humility is like a precious stone. And there are many, many fake stones that look like the original one. And sometimes, while we are striving to acquire this humility, knowing how important it is, sometimes we get deceived and tempted to get the faked form of the stone. And we put it on, and we assume that by doing this, we are humble enough. We have satisfied God's requirement, and then we ask and we do not receive, simply because what we have got is not the original stone, is not the precious one. We got a faked form of humility. So what are the signs of humility that tells us that really we are entering into the knowledge of this great virtue? The first sign is the love of prayer. The person who feels himself that he is in low in heart, he always gets himself close to God in prayers. He feels in need, that is why he cannot give up on prayer. He feels like if he is by himself, he will get lost. There is no way for him to survive. There is no way for him to accomplish anything. Feeling in himself inadequacy makes him always draw to God in prayers. As also this great saint, whom we are going to quote in many of his sayings about this great virtue, said, "You will know that you have this holy gift within you and not be led astray when you experience an abundance of unspeakable light together with an indescribable love for prayer. At this time, you will know that you're really entering into the knowledge of this virtue. When you feel this sense inside your heart that you love to pray, you wanted to draw to God, you feel the need always to pray. Saint Mary, since her early childhood, she was three, she entered into the temple, and she stayed all the time in life of prayer. This qualified her to receive this great gift, the coming of the Messiah through her. Another sign that tells us about if this is a true humility or not is hating praise. She was troubled hearing the words of praise. And this is also something very unique about this young girl, being troubled. Imagine this, someone start to speak about you very highly and describe you as the one who found favor with God, and then inside you, you feel like, whom I am to receive this? This person maybe have a wrong impression about me. This thing should not be said to me at all. Saint John Climax said, as soon as the cluster of holy humility begins to flower within us, we come after hard work to hate all earthly praise and glory. Let us be discerning here when we truly hate praise, and we claim it, when we say, no, that's not me, you don't know whom I am, but truly inside us, sometimes we like this and we welcome it. Saint Mary, she was troubled with these words of praise. How to flee this? Very hard. Something really against our nature, that we sometimes get to have the tendency towards receiving praise and seeking after it, and even try to give the people the impression that we truly deserve it. Another sign that denotes true humility is that we will be ready to accept indignity. Now it is getting worse. Accepting indignity, that when people speak falsely against us, we might be treated unfairly, we might accept this, and we can live with it. The fathers told us that the people who really cause us some harm and inflict some kind of insult upon us are our healers. Imagine this. The person who causes trouble to you is the person who is healing inside us this grievous sickness of pride. Here also Saint John Climax is saying about this, the delighted readiness of the soul to accept indignity, to receive it with open arms, to welcome it as something that relieves and cauterizes diseases of the soul and grievous sins. The person who entered into the realm of humility will be ready to accept any kind of indignity. Why we fight? Why we struggle? Why sometimes we get offended at others? Simply because we have got this thin skin that makes any kind or a gesture that this person is humiliating us, it becomes an enemy immediately. This is not what the fathers are teaching. The people who cause us this kind of pain are actually our healers. God uses them, and we should accept from them this kind of humiliation sometimes. It's okay, nothing is going to happen. King David, while he was fleeing from his son Absalom, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, his name was Shammah. This man Shammah, he went after King David, and he started to curse him, and hail dust upon the king, and throw stones upon him. So Joab, the head of the army of the king of King David, said to the king, why this man is doing this? Let me go and slay him. And he called him a dead dog. King David said, no, don't do this. Let him curse. God told him, curse David. Maybe God will look upon my humiliation and have mercy upon me. He was ready to receive this form of indignity. That's why he was really a humble and meek person, this great king, King David. So the love of prayer, hating praise, accepting indignity are among those signs that tell us that this is true humility. What else? Being freed from anger. Not only being freed from anger, but when we reach this status, which is very hard to be there, that we do not feel the pride. I have attained the calmness of soul, and I am not provoked by any kind of insult. Another sign of humility is the wiping out of anger and modesty over the fact that it has subsided. Another true sign is the wiping out of anger. Yes, there is a holy zeal, this kind of indignation when we are zealous for the glory of God. Yes, this exists and this is not something bad. But also the anger that we all experience, again, it comes from a proud soul feeling it is hurt. It has been touched. The people did not regard it, do not treat me as I deserve. Sometimes we are angry at God Himself, because in our own eyes, we are maybe wiser than Him. And sometimes we accuse Him of being not loving, not wise enough. He is not giving us what we deserve, not looking after our needs as we expect Him to do. In this way of thinking, actually, we should tell to ourselves we have gone too far. We went astray, thinking of ourselves wiser than Him. It is at this time when we are freed from anger that we know that we are approaching the knowledge of this great virtue. Another sign also is not trusting one's own wisdom. Maybe in the mind of Saint Mary, when she heard the Annunciation, she had many questions, and maybe she said in her heart, what the people is going to say about me? How am I going to survive like this? But she did not express any kind of, let me debate with the angel. Let me ask him and see if we can reach a compromise. I can ask him for more conditions that secure my status. She didn't do this. She did not trust her own wisdom. The honest trust of one's own virtues, together with an unending desire to learn more. The humble person is have in his heart this desire always to learn. He always see or feel there is something lacking. I need to develop myself more. I need to know more. On the contrary, the proud people, who are by definition, they are wise in their own eyes, they feel like they are content with what they know. I do not need to learn anything. Not only so, but actually in my heart, I feel like I wish I was given the chance to stand and teach everyone. If the people listen to me, the world will change. If I am allowed to speak to the whole nation, maybe I will lead the whole nation into something good for them. This is how sometimes we feel, because we are wise in our own eyes. And also this is one of the things that tell us that we are not there yet. We are very far from humility. Do we have this desire, eagerness to learn more, questioning in our minds, maybe I am wrong? Does it come sometimes past by our minds that I will be questioning myself, even when I feel like I'm sure about it? Maybe the people who are criticizing this are right. Maybe I need to look at it again. It's a gesture that denotes true humility when we do not trust our own wisdom. The last sign that we are going to speak about today, denoting humility, is refraining from passing judgment. Heed also Saint John Climacus says about this, holy humility has this to say, the one who loves me will not condemn someone or pass judgment on anyone or lord it over anyone else or show off his wisdom. The one who loves humility will not pass judgment or lord over anyone or show off his wisdom. Why we judge others? Why our eyes are open to the other's mistakes? Simply because we are not seeing ourselves. We are not confronting ourselves. The time my eyes will be more focused on my own weaknesses, at that time I will not have the ability or the time or the desire to judge anyone. I will feel like I am the most miserable among them. I have my own weaknesses. I have my own troubles. Let me take care of it before I look to others and try to judge them or correct them. Saint Mary, in her life, showed all of these signs of humility. She was the true example. If I want to learn from anyone humility, I should look at this simple girl. She carried the Son of God in her womb for 9 months, lived with him for 33 years. How many sentences did she utter in the Holy Scriptures? We can number them on our hands. She did not write a book, My Memory with the Son of God. No, she didn't do this. A president stays 8 years in his presidency, come and write a book about anything, just a book by the president, and everybody will buy it. And she stayed with the Son of God for 33 years, and she didn't say anything. My brethren, this is really hard. It is very difficult, and it tells us about the true humility in this young girl. It is something for all of us to meditate upon and to learn from. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.